This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Welcome back to Path of a Green Witch podcast. My name is Andrea, and I am your host. Before I start this episode, I have to say a huge thank you to Jeffrey Lawrence for supporting Path of a Green Witch podcast. Thank you so much. Your support really means the world to me. To anyone else listening who'd like to become a supporter of the show, please check the show notes for links. Thank you so much for listening. I know for the past few episodes, I've had Asha hosting, and that is for multiple reasons, the main one being that I'm working on so many things. But I'm back for this episode because I want to share something so special with you. I wrote a song, and I hope you like it. Before I play the song, though, I want to clarify that I use some language in the song, like mitochondrial mothers, and I make reference to like mitochondrial Eve, but I'm doing so in a more poetic sense. There is no hard science to the concept of there being one woman or one man that we all descend from. That is scientifically inaccurate. So when you're listening to the song, just keep that in mind. Here is Human Family Tree.
In the beginning, beneath African skies so wide, a mother walked where ancient rivers flowed with pride. Her daughters scattered like seeds upon the wind, carrying stories in their bones and blood and skin. From deepest ebony to palest morning light, we wear the journeys of our ancestors' flight. Each shade a chapter, each hue a tale to tell, of migrations, adaptations, and the genes that fell. So gather close, dear listeners, and hear the truth unfold of mitochondrial mothers and genetic stories told, how we came to be so beautifully diverse, connected by one origin across the universe. From Africa's soil, where the journey began, we carry the memory in woman and man, of mothers who walked for the lands where they wandered, the homes where they stayed. In every complexion, a tale of the earth, of challenges met and of hard won worth, of genes that remembered the sun and the snow, of ancestors' journeys from long. So honor your heritage,
Thank you so much for listening to Human Family Tree. Like I said, this song is not about some mythical founding mother. It's really about the truth that we are all connected through migration, adaptation, and shared ancestry. We are all one species, one family, and our diversity is a testament to our collective journey. So Human Family Tree is basically my love letter to that interconnection and to the understanding that we all belong to each other. I've been reflecting a lot lately on what it means to honor the earth and all of the earth's children, and that journey led me to explore the story of where we all came from, you know, the actual genetic journey of humanity itself. And I've talked a little bit about this in other episodes, and I'm definitely going to dive more deeply. But there is one foundational truth, which is that we can all trace our ancestry back to Africa. And that would be over 300,000 years ago, where our species emerged and then spread across the entire planet. Most of us are familiar with the concept of mitochondrial DNA, you know, the genetic material that's passed down through mothers. And it is true that scientists can map your lineage through your mitochondrial DNA. But like I said before, this concept of there being one woman like mitochondrial Eve, it's very misleading, and it's definitely a distortion of the science. The reality is way more beautiful and complex. Our African ancestors can't be boiled down to one mitochondrial Eve or Y chromosome atom. That's way too simplistic. There were always thousands of people interconnected with their lineages weaving together in this dense network of ancestry. So every person alive today has countless ancestors from that ancient African population. The mitochondrial DNA just traces one maternal thread through that vast tapestry. It's definitely not the whole picture. So when I wrote the song and I used the language mitochondrial mothers and ancient origins, like I said, I was doing so poetically, and I was really just trying to honor our deep interconnection with our African roots. The science of human migration and adaptation is real. Our ancestors really did spread out across the world. They had to adapt to many different climates and environments over the last 300,000 years. And all of that adaptation has led to our beautiful diversity. And actually, it's not just adaptation, just to be clear. There's a combination of genetic mutation and adaptation that has led to our amazing diversity. And that's a really important concept for the science, because I have a theory about what caused pale skin to emerge in Homo sapiens. And it has to do with cosmic radiation causing genetic mutations. And I know that sounds really complicated, and I don't mean it to, but I've repeatedly made reference to something called the Lachance geomagnetic excursion.
I love my morning coffee, but sometimes the crash hits harder than the caffeine. That's when I switch to Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee infused with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics, giving me smooth, focused energy that actually lasts. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Enter for a chance to win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
The Earth has experienced several geomagnetic excursions, which is basically a collapse in Earth's magnetic field, right? And this causes more cosmic radiation to reach the Earth. So the human beings alive on Earth would be exposed to more radiation. And it's my theory that that is when several genetic mutations occurred in Homo sapiens that led to pale skin. Now, pale skin would not have been advantageous during a geomagnetic excursion, but excess cosmic radiation could absolutely cause a mutation in the human genome. And then after the geomagnetic excursion is over, and say we enter a time where it's cooler or for some reason darker, like sometimes we have times when there are lots of volcanic explosions, or for people living in more northern latitudes, you know, further away from the equator, that's where if they have the genes in their genome for pale skin, now the pale skin phenotype might become more prevalent because it is advantageous after the geomagnetic excursion is over. I hope that made sense, but I will be repeating it several more times because I think the common understanding in biology is that maybe we always had these genes for pale skin and they happened to emerge in people who migrated north. And I'm arguing that that is not the case because we don't see evidence of pale skin prior to the geomagnetic excursion 42,000 years ago. And that was called the Lachance geomagnetic excursion. So I believe that was the cause. That was what introduced pale skin genes into Homo sapiens. And we know what these genes are specifically, and we know that they were not present prior to 40-ish thousand years ago. I know that was a little bit of a tangent, but it kind of brings up another misconception in biology, which I've heard people say, oh, two black people can have a white baby, but two white people can't have a black baby, kind of implying that black people, just because we know that black people are the most genetically diverse populations of people, we think that black people must have all of the genes that every type of human has, and that's not true. As our lineages have migrated to other areas and evolved different mutations, the populations outside of black people have genes that black people do not have. I hope that makes sense. I know there's a lot of science here, but I think if we want to really honor who we are and our entire ancestry and everything that makes us human, I think we do need to have a decent understanding of what that even means. So I hope I helped to clarify that this pop culture idea of a single mitochondrial Eve as our founding mother is a distortion of the science. That's just a mythic story that collapses a complex reality of human ancestry into something that's false and misleading. The real story is that our ancestors were always a population of thousands of interconnected people with lineages flowing together in countless ways. So we all have countless ancestors from ancient Africa, not just one ancestor. The beauty of this science of mitochondrial DNA isn't just about tracing back to one woman. It's recognizing that we're all descendants of that ancient, diverse, interconnected human community. In Earth-based spirituality, we honor ancestors and we recognize our place in this web of life. When we understand that human diversity emerged through migration and adaptation, and that we all share African roots, it deepens our spiritual practice. So I hope this song, Human Family Tree, reminded you of that truth. That we are all branches on the same tree. We're all connected by roots that run deeper than any one lineage can show. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Path of a Green Witch podcast. Today is Monday, December 22nd, 2025. As we enter this winter season, I have so much planned for you. I am considering this a season of dream herbs, and I will be taking you through a progression that I think is very logical, intuitive, and empowering. In my language, Parlexian, the winter season is Hamala, and it's all about silent reflection. I'm really excited to share this journey with you. I plan to share more about the language and cosmology that I created, as well as some really invaluable herbal knowledge. So thank you so much for listening to Path of a Green Witch podcast. Have you noticed that I have been like fighting for my life this entire episode because I can barely breathe? I have the worst allergies and I do not know what to do about it. It's horrible. But thanks for listening.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.